Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg as we head into the final of the $500,000 Ben Franklin on Sunday. My next guest recently surpassed $30 million in earnings as a trainer, and one of his top pacers from last year is rounding into shape and looks to be a force in Sunday's Ben Franklin final. Greg McNair, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Now, career year in 2010 for wins and earnings. You're perennially one of Canada's top trainers. What would you credit your consistently good years to?
Horses, I guess.
That's very humble, but you gotta know what you're doing as well. I think obviously that's come into play.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of trading. I move a lot of horses and bring in a bunch of new ones all the time, so we always keep a nice bunch around.
One of the things your son Doug says about you is your ability to spot whatever it is that's either bothering a horse or needs to be corrected. That's something I'm not sure that can be taught necessarily, can it?
Not really, but we've been around for quite a while, so we kind of get on to things like that. And a good relationship with the driver helps a lot too. I mean, the guys that drove for us over the years there, they're good guys, good horsemen themselves, and that helps. That really helps the trainer out too.
Sure, and it also helps that you got your son who has catapulted onto the WEG scene as well, being one of your drivers.
Yeah, no, he's doing a good job there.
Yeah. Now, Greg, you send out Eric Ash Hanover in the Ben Franklin on Sunday. He won his elimination last week. What were your thoughts on his performance?
Oh, he raced just a super trip. I guess he's probably needed a few starts to round into shape. I really don't know for sure even yet if he's going to be able to do with them kind of horses from the 3 to 4 year old year. It's pretty nice he's keeping up with them so far. Anyhow.
Yeah, and for him to put up that kind of mile, as you said, you were thinking he may need a few more, but he certainly looks like he might be in racing shape. Does he like the 5/8 mile track better than a 7/8? He seems to get over that those dimensions really well, especially in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's had a good run there. Second one time, I think, at the medals, and other than that, I think he's had a bunch of wins on the 5/8. So. He's awful good on a half, too.
Well, I think horses that are good on a half are going to excel on a 5/8, certainly, regardless of what size they are. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, he's a big horse, but he gets around the turns. The turns don't bother him too much. If anything, he might get out his outside knee a little bit, so the shorter the straightaway is the better for him.
We'd love to have him up at Rideau for the Dev Smith. Hope you'll consider that next year. Any changes going into the final of the Ben Franklin?
Yeah, driver change.
Yeah?
Tim Petrick's driving him. Sears, he went with the... Brian said he'd go with it, whatever horse drew the best post position between him and Better Sweet, and he got the Better Sweet, got the rail, so he went with him.
Well, you could do a lot worse than Tim Petrick.
No, I'm not worried about the driver at all, no.
What's on his plate after the Ben Franklin?
I think he's eligible to the races at the Meadowlands, and he'd be eligible to the Canadian Patient Derby and the Breeders' Crown, I think.
Beautiful. Now, about a year ago, you and Brian Sears did team up with OK Commander. He won his Meadowlands Pace of Limb, but was injured and hasn't raced since. Where's he at? What's his status? Will we be seeing him back on the track this year?
Yeah, he just came off the track there. He's schooled twice, once in 57 and back again in 55. He'll probably have to qualify two or three times. Because he stood in the stall for close to 4 months.
Mm.
So he had a lot of downtime there. He seems to be training good so far. So far, so good.
For sure. Now, you've always had a slew of young talent, two-year-olds coming out now. Any of your students you think could be the next Eric Ash Hanover or OK Commander?
Our Colts, we've had qualifiers and one start with them. It's hard to say, really. I got a couple nice pacing Colts I think are all right. Hope they continue.
Well, you've had a great run so far, and we wish you nothing but the best in Sunday's final of the Ben Franklin with Eric Ash Hanover. And like I said, we'd love to have him up in Ottawa for sure for a future Dez Smith. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for being on Trot Radio, Greg McNair.
See you, Doc.
Bye-bye.